swimming pools, orgies, and lots of pretty Italian chicks. Charlie bought some popcorn. Billy bought a car. Someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. Things shut down at midnight, at least round here they do, 'cause we all reside down the block inside at 23 Skidoo. Wine was flowing, so were beers, so Jesus found his missing years. He went to a dance and said, "This don't move me." He hiked up his pants and he went to a movie. On his 13th birthday, he saw a rebel without a cause. He went straight on home and invented Santa Claus, who gave him a gift, and he responded in kind. He gave the gift of love and went out of his mind. You see, him and the wife wasn't getting along, so he took out his guitar and he wrote a song called "The Dove of Love Fell Off the Perch." But he couldn't get divorced in the Catholic Church. At least not back then, anyhow.
In the possession
or
of that
might
individual.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call city. They call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God knows that I'm one.
We did a series of shows in the week after Trump's Mar-a-Lago was raided by the FBI, and our intel was very fast and very accurate and very prophetic, and that seems to be the pattern around here, trying to remain humble and contrite. Folks who listen to the show know that that is the pattern. But anyway, and this show is from August 15th. We'll play the whole show because I like the show. I like what we talked about. And we've had other, of course, shows previous to that between the August 6, 2022 raid and this show, which was August 15th, 2022. It's Friday, so Maria Albanese is behind the paywall on Pain.tv. We encourage you folks to check in there, and we talked more about the Trump indictment as it happened while we were and unfolded right when we were and as we were again doing an interview for the Friday show, and we were able to keep an eye on that and talk about that as well. So if you want more analysis about what's going to happen, and you can guess if you've been listening to me, we have an in about what's going to happen. Then you can check in there on Pain.tv, and we appreciate it. We appreciate folks on that platform who are helping us keep the lights on and keep doing what we're doing. But in its place today, what Maria's old spot used to be on Pain.tv on Fridays will be this show, August 15th, 2022. And I think it has aged very well, like all of our shows. Thomas Paine podcast on a Monday, folks. What's happening out there? A rock and roll weekend, a rock and roll preceding week. And, well, you know, we try to keep it simple here. Keep it simple, stupid. That's our philosophy. And just keeping it straight, straight skinny, telling you the truth. And, well, that can be a bridge over troubled water. No? A good segue, perhaps, on a Monday? What's happening? Shout out to the folks on Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app. Listen, this thing is going to fly fast tonight. And so we're just going to get these things out of the way. A little house cleaning, a little household items out of the way. Folks on the Thomas Paine podcast, on the public side, all around the world, we appreciate you being here. Thank you, as usual. And the folks on Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app, you want a bridge over troubled water? You want a community, a sense of community? Hundreds of folks. Well, I mean, the ad-free podcast and the ad-free video podcast is one thing. Right? People say, how can I get ad-free stuff to save me time? Well, that's one thing. But the sense of community on the public sector side, in other words, where people are discussing things on the social media side, is fantastic. So it's serving as a fantastic bridge over troubled water. And we certainly have troubled water, if you haven't figured this out by now. So if and we have hot wire, another hot wire in the works, maybe more than that this week. We had two last week, unprecedented back-to-back. And hot wire is the top tier on Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app. So we're working hard on that as well. We worked all weekend, and we just keep on keeping on, man, just like you folks, plain and simple. And we'll try to find as many bridge over troubled waters as we can and use them as often as we can as well, as should you. And that's why we say Pain.tv. Stick your head in there. It's proven to be beneficial to a number of folks, and we're happy about that. And I love the feedback. And we'll talk more about that later. But bridge over troubled water, nothing wrong with that. I already need a drink. One of those days.
I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness falls and pain.
down. Rock and roll, man. We got this one's going to move fast. After we end this song, I'm just going to go right into, we're going to talk about, we're going to break some news as well. Something we've been known to do for the last, well, for a long time, preceding the last 5 or 6 years we came back into the operation here, journalism, etc. So it's going to fly. We're talking about Trump. We're going to talk about the warrants. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. We're going to talk about CoronaCon. We're going to talk about CDC. We're going to talk about IRS. We're going to talk about the Inflation Production, Reduction Act, and that scheme, and tax hikes, and all the challenges we're facing, and also try to give you some analysis where you can navigate this stuff. Also going to reach back into the 1980s, a little flashback, talking about Dr. Fauci and the National Institute of Health, and the playbook, and many instances they keep reaching back into. So let's get right into that right now. Rock and roll, man. That's how you do it. Boom. Well, a little bit of fame. One way to get famous is break a lot of stories. And we've done a lot of that. Of course, going all the way back to the 80s and 90s. But hey, who's keeping track, right? I keep track. I do. I like breaking stories. We like breaking stories, man. That's like our bread and butter. Plain and simple. And if it doesn't, if it offends your sensibilities, then I don't know. You can go listen to somebody else, I guess. I like to tell people stuff that's going on before anybody else tells them. That's why I got involved in that. It wasn't for the money. I went into journalism, plain and simple. But I'll tell you what, I'll take some fame. We'll take some notoriety if it's going to help spread the word. And get our podcast out there, just like you got the name of True Pundit out there. And people love you when you're telling them the things they want to hear, but they don't like you so much when you tell them things they don't want to hear. The problem is the truth is a son of a bitch. If you just tell the truth, however it can fall, it may make you happy, it may make you sad, but aren't you happy somebody's out here telling you the truth before everybody else gets it and spins it? My God, I've seen such fucking crazy spin in the last couple days about this stuff. It's actually shameful. Man, we'll possibly cover some of it. I don't know. It's shameful. And I've been having conversations with people behind the scenes, too. And I've warned some of our sources about some of these people. But we're not going to go into that. Maybe we'll save that for the movie. You know, I can smell it a mile the fuck away, 10 miles away. I was just born with it. I don't know. Or maybe it's coming up hard and having to find your own way. You know, you really don't have a guidepost. You don't have an old man looking out for you and teaching you. So you learn these things. You try to pick these things up in your fucking street sense and street smarts are razor sharp. So I can smell these fucking grifters and these bullshitters a mile away. Activists, they're not journalists. They're activists. They work for certain politicians, they work for PACs, they work for who and whomever, but they're not out here to tell you the truth. Plain and simple. And, I mean, the stuff I've seen in the last couple days has been fantastically twisted and spun, and the narrative is insane, and there's so many people now running around. You know, we've gone back. One of the young bucks told me today we were working here today. We worked all fucking weekend, by the way. You want to get famous out there? You want to work hard? That's how you do it. Everybody else is chilling. We were here doing research and grilling, plain and simple, and we didn't have much of a weekend, but that's okay. I love the grind. I told you that, but we've gone back to, I don't know what it was, 2018, 2019, where everybody's a fucking legal expert, and everybody knows what's going to happen, except everybody was wrong. Everybody was wrong. All the trading card heroes in journalism, all the trading card pundits, your heroes. From Fox and beyond. Wrong, 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 wrong. Where's that Trump clip? Wrong, wrong, wrong. I should just play that after every time one of these fucking people open their mouth. It's like, have you caught on to this yet? I mean, have you caught on to it? It's nonstop bullshit. Haven't been right about anything, and people still tune in to listen to these people. And you tell people the truth. You know what? I'm not being fair to the majority of people who listen to this podcast and follow us and our patrons on our different platforms. 99% are fucking slick, and they get it. The problem is the 1% who are still on the Kool-Aid, they jump up and down and make a lot of noise. So I want to point that out, that there's so many good people. And we appreciate it. And we're happy to try to keep it real for you. So you know you can turn here and you can get the truth. And what do I mean by that? Well, we said espionage before anybody else did. We said espionage before anything was unsealed on Friday. You listen to Friday's show, which was recorded Thursday night. We released it at about 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time Friday. Marie and I were talking, and we're laying out some heavy intel. And I said the statutes would probably be espionage. And she said, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And we went from there. Meanwhile, at the same exact time as we were recording, of course, we don't have access to this while we're recording. At the same exact time we were recording, we started recording a little bit later than we usually do, about a half hour later. We've been recording 6:30 at night, sometimes 6 at night on Thursday to try to get it out the door early. We started about 7:10 on Thursday. I was running late. She was running late from just the sheer nonsense and just magnitude of breaking news and analysis and all the phone calls. Anyway, let's get some music first. I need some music because we're going to rock and roll. And we are fucking rock and rolling if you're not paying attention.
He's a real nowhere man.
Seems like an appropriate song. The same time we were talking Thursday night, this was going down on Fox. And sometimes I just comment on things quickly on Twitter so I don't lose the links, etc. I don't really care if it pisses people off. Some people, don't you understand you're making enemies on Twitter? Do you think I fucking care about that? Why do you think I'm on Twitter? Let's go to Twitter. Thursday night on Fox. This was going down. John Solomon talking to everybody's pretty boy Floyd. John Solomon talking to Jesse Waters, and listen to this raft of shit Thursday night.
A great question. And first, let me give you a little news that I'm able to report tonight. I have confirmed the two statutes that were cited in the search warrant, the legal predicate for why they're searching. The first is a statute that covers theft of documents that are covered by the Presidential Records Act. So they're looking for documents that they believe belong at the archives covered by the Presidential Records Act. That's the first crime. Normally, that's a misdemeanor or a fine. It's a very minor crime, not very enforceable. Yeah, someone could go to prison, but it's not ever really done. The second statute is protection of classified information. The possibility that there was classified information that was mishandled. So we now know that this thing only involves classified document searches and presidential records. That's it. No January 6th, no other conspiracies. That's what they spent 12 hours inside Mar-a-Lago doing. That's a piece of news that's definitely confirmed. Six people have confirmed that for me.
Solomon's problem is all his sources that supposedly confirm stuff never get it right. Not fucking once. It's not even close. And when you see a track record like that, you understand that this isn't journalism. This is something else. This isn't somebody that's trying to tell you the truth. In fact, let's break this down. At the same time, he was saying just two statutes that have nothing to... Jaywalking, the equivalent of jaywalking, as Solomon put it. And Water sits here like a dummy. He has the intel. He has the investigative background of a a Brooks Brothers mannequin. I find it's really beyond intriguing. It's when I tell you folks to understand the game, I'm trying to explain it to you. But I don't want to waste too much time on this, but I do want to tackle it because it's on my mind. It's been on my mind all weekend. I've been compiling stuff like a computer. It's just spitting out tape now. I'm like at the carnival spitting out prize tickets for your kids so they can go get stuffed animals and goodies after they play some games. But this game is rather easy to figure out when you understand the players. First of all, they're not who they say they are. Solomon wasn't right about anything, as usual. And the same, the only guy who was right about it was me before anything was declassified, etc. When it comes to the warrant. And I said before, and so did Maria, Trump had the warrant. Why didn't he just release it? Because he didn't want to release it. We found out why he didn't want to release it, because it says bad things that might make his base think of him as a bad dude, sick or bad dude, as he puts it. You'll notice Solomon didn't say anything about espionage, which means, again, either his sources are dopes or he just makes stuff up. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you don't get it right, to me, it doesn't matter, right? You have to get it right. And I've been listening to this guy for years, and he hasn't gotten a fucking thing right. People love him, though. They love him. I've only been doing this, what, I don't know, 35 fucking years. I might know something about it. Working for the FBI, working for everybody else, working for mainstream media, winning awards, etc. Big deal. Who cares that? And a cup of coffee will get you nowhere. Get you on a park bench for the day. Anyway, notably, the next day, Breitbart featured Trump. Breitbart's Boyle featured Trump. Trump was talking about the what was in the warrant, search warrant. No mention of the espionage statute. No mention, which is 18 U.S.C. 793. Espionage Act makes it a crime to remove or misuse information related to national defense. And Boyle didn't follow up and say, hey, is there, what else is in there? Like, it's not clear whether Boyle had a copy of the warrant from Trump. If he did, he conveniently forgot to mention it, just like Solomon. Now, Solomon is... that could be a whole episode on its own. But Solomon said nothing was right, as usual. Here's what the warrant cited. 18 U.S.C. 793, Espionage Act, makes it a crime to remove or misuse information related to national defense. 18 U.S.C. 2071... makes it a crime to hide, damage, or destroy government records. And 18 U.S.C. 1519, it's a big one. 1519 is a big one, which makes it a crime to falsify, destroy, or cover up records, or to obstruct or interfere with federal investigation or proper administration of any matter under the jurisdiction of the agency. That's what the warrant says. So I don't know what six people that dope was talking to. It's probably the regular six people in his head he talks to for every other story. It's stunning. You know, we've sat out here in the background. And I've talked to her with Justice. I've talked to her with FBI guys. And I said, what is that guy's problem? Well, he's not. He's working. Somebody else. Just make stuff up. It doesn't matter. And folks love it. And Hannity had a bunch of these dopes on, male and female, talking about this FBI case and that FBI case, and this guy's going to jail, that guy's going to jail, blah, 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 blah. It was all fucking bullshit. It was all crap. It was all lies. It was all about making money. That's all. About keeping you spellbound and lying to you. This is what they do. This is why they don't get themselves in jam-ups like we get ourselves in when people walk away and say, that guy, he makes me mad. You know, I don't like what he says. But it's true. It's fucking true. So, I'm not the problem there, folks. Your sensibilities are the problem. And trying to live life through a baseline of bad information and lies and spin and narrative puts you right on the same trajectory that many of us have been on, myself included, in the past, no longer. Of living life as a tax slave, as a debt slave, with no hope of ever breaking free. A life of slavery because your pathway in the map that you've charted for yourself and your family are paved with lies and bad intentions, and you don't even realize it. And the people out here are trying to tell you this stuff, you don't listen to. Now, again, this is the minority, but I know you have people in your families like this and close friends, because I do. And that's really the thing that gets through to them when you say, yo, if you know so fucking much, how come you're not rocking and rolling? Are you still working? You're like 65, you're 70, you're still working? You're not retired? If you know so much about how everything works, why haven't you figured out the game yet? Why are you still struggling? Why are we all still struggling? See, that's the ultimate equalizer. When you point out to them, the whole thing's been rigged. And these people who are supposed to tell you the truth, they don't tell you the truth. And when you hear the truth and it makes you angry and you run away from the truth, that's exactly what they want. The whole system is set up like that. We talk about divide and conquer. They can actually divide and conquer yourself. You can actually be a recipient out here of an op where these guys are so slick, they divide and conquer your own brain. And your instincts are saying one thing, and you say, you know what, I can't go. Everybody else is saying this. Everybody else is doing this. I'm going to go with them. A part of you is saying this is probably wrong, but I'm going to go with them. Forget about divide and conquer by political lines and things like that. Political parties, ideologies, they can actually divide and conquer your own psyche. Now, how are you supposed to rise above that without a little bit of help, a little bit of guidance, somebody out here telling you exactly what I'm saying, this is possible? They're professionals. They're the best in the world. Haven't you seen that just in the last couple days? The spin that came out after this? Oh, it's fantastic to watch. It really is. Completely fantastic. And it's predicated on people not understanding and not believing that their so-called heroes are no better than anybody else in the political arena. Just like I've said, they're all in it together. They're all in on it. There's no left, there's no right, etc. It's about keeping you down, keeping you confused, whatever they need to do that. Sometimes they have to sacrifice some people in the arena, right? Those people are still, no matter what happens to Trump, he's still going to be wealthy at the end of the day. Beyond wealthy. He's not worried about this stuff. I mean, long term, he's not worried about it. Short term, he should be worried about it. Oh, by the way, well, I was going to say remind me, but I'll just talk about it now. Let me throw a little bit more music in here. Rock and roll.